This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
From the RT DNA comes this story titled, A Slippery Slope Down the Capitol Steps. And it's about a doctored photo. The article states that there are more than a few Americans who believe much of what happens in Washington these days defies reality. In the case of a recent Kodak moment on the Capitol steps, they would be right. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi decided the swearing-in of a record number of Democratic women was a historic moment worth a photo. 57 of the 61 Congresswomen showed up for the picture on the Capitol steps, but by the time the photo made it to Pelosi's Flickr site, all 61 were present and accounted for, the last four through the magic of Photoshop manipulation. Pelosi has said, despite the editing, the photo still provides an accurate historical record of who the Democratic women of Congress are. Nonetheless, the RTDNA and some other organizations are protesting this kind of news manipulation, as they call it, no matter how minor or inconsequential to some it may seem. Mike, are journalists making too much of this, or do they have a good point here?
Yes, is the answer yes to both questions. Because I think in this particular case, probably, it's not really this is on a Flickr website, right?
Well, it's on her Flickr site, but, I guess one caution would be how many people, how many news organizations might have seen that photo on the Flickr site and used it on their own websites.
Right. You know, assuming they were granted permission to do so. That particular case may be a hair splitter, but in general, you know, on principle, it's not right to doctor photos the way you can in Photoshop. So that's why I answered yes to both of your questions. I think it's a good point. You need to make sure that you don't, you know, willfully change the content of a photograph in a way that causes it to be misleading or, you know, unrepresentative of reality. In other words, you're removing its, pardon me, verisimilitude, you know, when you do that kind of doctoring. So there you have it.
It's something perhaps we'll see more and more of as it gets easier and easier to manipulate photographs, although this certainly is not the first time something like this has happened.
Photography has a long history of altered photographs, even in the film days, but with digital technology, you're right, it makes it so easy to do. But Mike hit the nail on the head. I mean, anytime you alter content in a photograph, then you're crossing an ethical line. And that's why these journalism organizations like the National Press Photographers Association has protested it. Yes, it was on a Flickr site, but it was on the Flickr site of the House Minority Leader. So in that sense, I mean, when you have someone from the government releasing something as part of the public record, then it's crossing a line. And
so even though she's not a journalist and maybe shouldn't be held to the journalism standards because she's sort of presenting it as part of the public record, that's why you think she should not do this?
Right. I mean, she's passing off this image as a scene of reality, but it's not reality. Those women in the back were not there, and the four people were added to the back row.
So. And it's pretty, looking at the photograph there, you have a copy in front of you, Lisa. It's pretty obvious who was cropped in.
Yeah, they didn't even do a very good job of it. But, I mean, it's clear that they were, it's obvious to me anyway, that they were photoshopped in.
What are some of, you mentioned, Lisa, there's a history of this. Are there one or two examples that really stand out from the past?
Yeah, I show examples of this in the photojournalism class I teach when we talk about ethics, and a few textbook cases are one of the biggest cases was in the early 80s. The National Geographic, which is a really respected magazine, especially known for its photojournalism, they published a cover where of the pyramids in Egypt and squeezed them together to fit on the cover better. And they later apologized and said it was the editor said they would, after that, I think they instituted a policy where they would never manipulate content like that again. And I think that seems to be the case. It happens because it's the photojournalist wants to improve the composition. And photojournalists have lost jobs over this, over getting in trouble because they thought, oh, if I just tweak this a little bit, it'll improve the composition. Another example we were talking about, or that I mentioned before we started taping, was in the early 90s when O.J. Simpson was accused of murdering his wife. His mugshot was on the covers of both Time and Newsweek, and one of the magazines, I think it was, I'm going from memory here, I think it was Time, artificially darkened his skin and made the picture look more sinister, even though he hadn't even been tried at that point. And
That's a real egregious example right there. Of course, whether you're talking squeezing the pyramids together or darkening a suspect's photo to make him look more sinister, they eventually fall under that same category, Mike, of photo manipulation and perhaps editorializing.
Yeah. Well, this gets really dicey because, and just to play a bit of the devil's advocate, anytime we crop a photo to make it balanced a little bit better, especially photojournalists are in a situation where they got to, pull the pin now, okay, and they get a photograph that's got good content in it, but it's not cropped correctly, and it's maybe all in one little corner or something like that. Anytime you start to crop things away from a photograph, you're starting to make editorial decisions. The question is, like it so often comes down to, it's a fine point type of thing, you have to decide where the cropping ceases to become aesthetic and it begins to become editorial. And I mean, hypothetically, I can think of an example, if I had the time, that would be almost impossible to, conclude a debate on. Was it, editorializing, or was it making it better looking type of thing, type of question? And, obviously to, paint in people who were not at a meeting, or in a, on the Capitol steps in a photograph, that's willful content manipulation. But when it comes down to cropping a photo, well, it may or it may not be, and it's to weigh. Are there relative ethics here? I don't know.
The National Press Photographers Association does have a code of ethics, I think they're ethically opposed to altering content. But
right,
but
course.
You're right. I mean, there are other kinds of manipulations that happen with photographs, changing the lighting a little bit, the cropping. And there are purists who would say that cropping is also altering content. It's generally, I think, accepted among photojournalists that
I do that all the time. As an audio guy who now has to take photos, I don't always have the best composition, but if I can crop the photo a little bit, I can make it look like a lot better piece.
Yes, and think of all those, pregnant silences during this very program that we've edited out many times just to make it more listenable. And it happens all the time in news production and audio production. It's the same kind of question. We're not changing anything we said. Maybe we're just, closing up the silent spaces so the program moves along better, that kind of thing. So, what happens in sound happens in video and photography as well.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, one test, I guess, would be to ask yourself, are you comfortable publishing this photo without explaining to the reader what you did? Like, if you published this photo with the four people added in, would you you need to level with the audience and say, okay, well, we added these four people in, and if you're not comfortable with that, then that's maybe a sign that you've crossed a line. So I think a little cropping, a little bit of burning and dodging to lightening, darkening are acceptable. But then you can get into debates like, well, if you're taking a photograph and there's some clutter in the way that you think will interfere with the composition, and you move it out of the way, is that altering the content before you take the picture? You can have endless debates about this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to end this debate for today because we've run out of time. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.